Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. You can find me on the block, the slab, like Brillo pads and glad bags. Hollering fools, just as addicted to the fast cash. Niggas pass out when they surviving from a grab bag. Pull that Mac out, put a bullet where his badge at. Fuck a petty robbery, niggas are strip NASDAQ. Scoping out officials, hiding where they put the trash at. Casing out the house, documenting all the routes. Cut them slipping in the driveway and empty his account. Then he's hanging up his spouse, taping explosive in her mouth. Telling nobody's getting out till we receive the full amount. Without a doubt, we kill every motherfucker in the house. Ain't the average nigga posted on the corner with an ounce. I'm a dedicated gorilla with a deadly disposition. Just itching when you sleep on the floor, you can't fall down. All I need is an excuse to martyr out, cause real niggas don't die, we multiply within the drought. You can kill the revolutionary, not the revolution. Like the spirit of Machiavelli resurrecting the movement. Everything that we believe is documented in the music, so generations to come and know exactly why we do it.
Real niggas don't die, cause every generation it'll be another rider to take a nigga's place. Real niggas don't die. Before you call authorities, remember my people know what you say. Real niggas gon' die. When your kids go to school, if I die, you gon' get it either way. Real niggas don't die. Rather die fighting for liberation than they keep living like a slave. No, real niggas don't die.
I come from the motherfucking slums where the U.S. government flooded with drugs and guns. Underground economy, tax-free policy, turf dictatorship. This is not democracy. Body after body, these casualties piling up. We know the spirit eternal, so we don't give a fuck. Wanna know what the afterlife is like? Every time you go to sleep, shit, we die every night. I'd rather die trying to fight than live trying to hide. If I'm hiding, I'm awaiting the right time to strike. You can't kill an idea, I'm not just a man. I represent something bigger than, nigga, I'm just saying. So what you think you really gonna do to me? This realm is temporary and illusory, excuse me. You fools don't really wanna make me a martyr. I'll come back and hunt you harder, this earth fire.
Real
and
niggas don't die, cause every generation it'll be another rider to take a nigga's place.
Real niggas don't die.
Before you call authorities, remember my people know what you say.
Real niggas don't die.
When your kids go to school, if I die, you gon' get it either way.
Real niggas don't die.
Rather die fighting for liberation than they keep living like a slave.
No, real niggas don't die. I'm immortal, you cannot destroy me, boy. I'm a soldier, I was born for war. I thought I told you I've been crazy, ain't shit you can say to me to calm me down. I'm still tripping off slavery. I'm the ghost that invokes the souls of those who oppose the social order. I'm on one, can't stop, won't stop. Soon as the funk pop, we gon' rock off top. I'm resurrected from the middle passes to kill you bastards. I'm a torturer, torment you forever after. I'm not a rapper, I'm real gorilla, I really clap you. And this get out of for anybody, you know what happened. I run up on Donald Trump with a pump. Stick him up, hit him up, throw his ass in the trunk. And if I get assassinated, everyone retaliated. Crackers get decapitated, I am
real
not exaggerated.
Cause every generation it'll be another rider to take a nigga's place.
Real niggas gon' die.
Before you call authorities, remember my people know what you say.
Real niggas gon' die.
When your kids go to school, if I die, you gon' get it either way.
Real niggas don't die.
Rather die fighting for liberation than they keep living like a slave.
No, real niggas don't die.
Fire for them. Fifth Child, holla back, grit style. Build nigga in a this bumper cloud now, man. Wheel up.
I'm a little field nigga from an underground road. When me spreading black facts like a poisonous toad. When me up, will bring my fireman burning up your soul. When me fighting with me people and such a heavy load. I'm a little field nigga from an underground road. When me spreading black facts like a poisonous toad. When me up, will bring my fireman burning up your soul. When me fighting with me people and such a heavy load. Donovan, Donovan, man, we come free rumble. Two shot from Glock, watch a cracker, them fist stumble. Steel pun this set, watch a pussy boy humble. Rough like a lion and me king in the jungle. Big up ganja hustle up, me nice in the bundle. King chatter lyric and the Babylon tumble. Follow Babylon when the towers them be crumble. Man of Wakusu so we set by example. Me mash it up, watch a big gal limpy trample. Bust enough shot from me big black rifle. Me mash it up, look at pussy boy them still humble. Black power gangsta Babylon we rumble. King with the crown and the crown we no fumble. Stepping out the back was on the land mine you stumble. Creeping out the dark of Philly pick get a shot too. Slave master murder when I feel niggas spot you. Me hot crew come with maroon now we go rock you. Set up on this rhythm king be hot proof. We pull it up and mash it up. Now who be hot man and not you. Enough blood to run when the black god they come through. Me mash it up. King and all the world fully loaded. Flex on this set now man we are go hold it. Come like Napoleon a Roman them a stole it. Turn up a notch lord king can't control it. Little field nigga from a underground road. When me spread them black facts like a poisonous toad. When me act more bring my fireman burning up his soul. When me fighting with me people and such a heavy load. I'm a little field nigga from a underground road. When me spread them black facts like a poisonous toad. When me act more bring my fireman burning up your soul. When me fighting with me people and such a heavy load.
I'm a 5-star general chemist in a dish. Crackers best fit duck down when I raise my black fist. Field nigga be the king and the king be guarded man. Tip my crown to the side cause I reside in the ghetto fam. Holla black at the guard now. Where your other telling me friend pissing out your mouth clown. Snitching to the pigs again. Now run go telling my son on the hell on the mind and we coming for bomb again. Black two pigs and stick two bigs with field nigga that my friend. King sign me the black dragon from a land of Asiatic. Drop some facts and mathematics. Let's get free cross and static justice serve no cave boys. Black power through your hood. Black power gangsters banging on you pack the woods. Man coming out of that stop drop and roll. Knock you out your hoodie shoes and socks. Your bowels lost control.
I'm a little field nigga from an underground road. When me spreading black facts like a poisonous toad. When me up, me bring my fireman burning up your soul. When me fighting for me people and such a heavy load. I'm a little field nigga from an underground road. When me spreading black facts like a poisonous toad. When me up, me bring my fireman and burning up your soul. When me fighting for me people and such a heavy load. I'm a little field nigga from an underground road. Spreading black facts like a poisonous toad. When me up, me bring my fireman burning up your soul. With me fighting for me black people, and I'm such a heavy loader.
Hey, Debbie, girl, hey, dog. What's for you, boy? What else, eh? You know, I ain't nothing rude, boy. What else, eh? All right, get the wood out your mouth. Fuck you, I'm on my bum, fucker. It's for you, faggot, motherfucker.
Peace, 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 and Black Power family. Welcome to the Black Survivor Die series class broadcasting live every Warrior Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time by the host and founder, leader and teacher, the National Minister of Defense of the Black Violence Liberation Party, Minister King Samir Shabazz. The phone number to call in family, 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. It becomes my honor and privilege and duty at this time to introduce some, present to others, the National Minister of Defense of the Black Riders Liberation Party, warrior, uncompromising, black power gangster, 5-star general in our midst who has dedicated over 30 years of his life to the liberation and salvation of us, the lost and found here in the hells and smells of North America, bringing us this true revolutionary, true uncompromising and unyielding. My brother and warrior teacher, Minister King Samir Shabazz, Black Power.
Peace to the God. Peace to the God. Peace to the God. What's going on, Almighty?
God, God, Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. Hey, man, beautiful, beautiful introduction. As always, I greatly appreciate you for everything that you have done and continue to do for our people on this media bloodline, because it's very vital, especially what I'm going to be building about tonight. I'm glad I'm a part of this. I'm honored to be a part of Do the Knowledge Radio. Black family, the times we're in right now is very crucial. And I want us to understand severeness of these crucial times. So last week, I was bringing the ballistics, and of course, Blog Talk said, fuck that. Well, we're black again, and I'm going to continue to bring the ballistics, and I know Blog Talk is going to say, fuck that. Well, we're going to say, fuck that, and do what we do best anyway, whether we get 5 minutes, whether we get 10 minutes, whether we get 2 hours with you. We're going to bring it as it should be delivered to you. I want to open up with a BD for Hodier and a salute of liberation. A minister, King Samir Shabazz, National Minister of Defense of the Black Riders Liberation Party, National Deputy Field Marshal of the new Black Panther Party, under the leadership of a cold and bold black woman, Sister Crystal Muhammad. And I come to you, black family, once again this week, just to empower us, give us some motivation, as well as some political education. So it's a lot going on in the world. And as long as this white man is running rampant, it's going to be a hell of a lot more going on in this world. So last week we were talking about a short list of outputs and inputs, dealing with the stress tests and how these things that they utilize, these devices and tools, silent weaponry, the weaponry that you take for granted every single day. Let me tell y'all something. Everything that this cracker uses, as he labels for us, it ain't for us. It's against us. When the cracker brings something to the table for you to eat, outside of it being bland as hell, don't trust it. Our general taught us, oppose what your enemy support and support what your enemy opposes. Because 9 times out of 10, what they support is not in our best interest, and what they, the cracker, opposes is in our best interest. So I want to bring before you this week a table of strategies, how they strategically keep us asleep, how they strategically keep us programmed. But this is the year of knowledge born. Right here on Do the Knowledge Radio, you are being reprogrammed. You are being brainwashed because your brain is so goddamn dirty and filthy. So gather around, boys and girls. Get your pens and pads. Class is in session. So the table of strategies consists of two lists. Your first list you're going to write down. At the top of your list, it's going to say, do this. Your next list is going to say, to get this. So you have do this to get this. Number one, under your do this, to keep the public ignorant, you get this, less public organization. Keep the public ignorant to get less public organization. Do this. Maintain access to control points for feedback. Get this. Required reaction to outposts, prices, and sales. Do this. Create preoccupation. To get this, a lower defense. So you got less public organization, required reaction, and lower defense. Stemming from keeping the public ignorant, maintaining access to control points for feedback, and create preoccupation. Make a noise in the east, strike in the west. Do this. Attack the family unit. Get this. To get this, control of the education of the young. Attack the family unit to get control of the education of the young. Do this. Give less cash and more credit and dues. To get this, more self-indulgence and more data. I'm hoping y'all starting to see the picture here. Give less cash and more credit and dues to create more self-indulgence and more data. Do this, attack the privacy of the church. To get this, destroy faith in this sort of government. So this is why church and state are two separate entities. This is why you no longer learn about God in school. As if you really ever did learn about the true living God, but that's another story. See? So when you see police running around, let's say during so-called Jewish holiday, they're not supposed to be running around with little symbols on their head and little symbols on their badges, because church and state is two separate entities. But here they have attacked the privacy of the church. So now all the so-called black churches are mega, damn near mega billion-dollar churches. Why? Because they have fallen and submitted. See? To destroy the faith in this sort of government. What sort of government? Religion. Because your religion was given to you by your same enemy who runs your same goddamn government. So they give you politics and religion. And once in a while, you knee deep in the shit. Knee deep in the shit of white supremacy. Next, to do this, social conformity. To get this, computer programming simplicity. computer programming. Your mind is a computer. Your brain is a computer. See, y'all thought it was talking about Dell and Gateway computers, huh? It's talking about your brain. Social conformity. Remember, they said to control the education of the young. Social conformity / social media. See, you conform, you bow down. Because you don't want to be in Facebook jail for 30 days. Huh? So you stop posting your revolutionary stuff. Just so you can stay socially conformed. Do this. Minimize the tax protest to get this. Maximum economic data, minimum enforcement problems. This white man is the goddamn devil. Do this. Stabilize the consent. To get this, simplicity coefficients. You just give in. Simply. Very simple ways of doing so. Coefficient. Do this. Tighten control of variables. To get this, simpler computer input data and greater predictability. I'm going to let y'all use your brains. I want you to think. I want you to vision what I'm telling you, what I'm reading to you. I want you to envision it in your mind. Think, black man. Think, black woman. Open up your goddamn brains. Think. Start looking at all the things that you sign and just conform to so easily. You won't look at it the same after tonight. Next, do this. Establish boundary conditions. To get this, problem simplicity / solutions of differential and difference equations. The homo bomb, as an example. Next, proper timing. Under you do this, proper timing. To get this, less data shift and blurring. Do this, maximize control. To get this, minimum resistance to control. So they put a motherfucker in office like Donald Trump to maximize control of white America. You think his slogan, Make America Great Again, is just a damn slogan? That's a feeling. That's an emotion that the white race has been having and just holding in and just waiting for the right time and somebody to be their white savior. Somebody could talk the talk that the white race has been feeling for hundreds of years. Donald Trump speaks their language. He speaks to the mind of white racist peckerwoods. So white folks have no fear at all of us. They move into our fucking communities. They shop in our hoods. They walk up and down the damn hood. And you niggas is just trying to get you a piece of that white meat. Because this new cracker pussy on the block, it's all set up. this all set up to gain and maximize control. So there will be minimal resistance to control. Do this, and the last one. Collapse of currency. So let's look at this government shutdown. So-called shutdown. Because as long as the white race is still in power, hell, there is no goddamn government shutdown. And your nigga ass ain't a part of the government anyway, so hell, doesn't matter to us. Because we should be ready and prepared for this. You should be ready and prepared for this to come. You should be hoping and praying for this day. Collapse of currency. Do this. Collapse of currency. I'm going to say it again. Do this. So it's no goddamn coincidence that the decline of the American currency is shit. And now you've been hit with the so-called government shutdown. Collapse of currency. Food stamps. SSI. SSA. Coke money. Weed money. Pill money. You got up. The collapse of currency is a setup by the United States government. So collapse the currency to destroy the faith of the American people in each other. Let's go to the lessons. Why do we run Yaqub and his made devil from the root of civilization into the caves and hills of West Asia, as they now call it, Europe? What is the meaning of you and rope? On and on and on and such, or as Baba Baruti teaches, Kafa Wakata. The devil started making trouble amongst the righteous people. He started telling lies and started us fighting and killing one another. So you destroyed the faith of the American people. Well, I'm not no fucking American, and neither are you, but for conversational speaking, destroy the faith in the people in each other. Well, when black people look upon black people, that's pretty much already been goddamn done, white man. And it didn't take a collapse of currency. It took a collapse of the original man's mind. That's how you became a nigger. You have fallen from your throne. You've been tricked off of your throne. The diversion. Primary strategy. Keep the public undisciplined and ignorant of basic system principles on one hand, while keeping them confused, disorganized, and distracted with matters of no real importance on the other hand. Let's go to social media, shall we? All this bullshit you niggas waste your goddamn time talking about. Who this nigga sleeping with? Who the new queen of the year and all this kind of foolishness? Constant distractions. And you fought for it. All these damn Facebook challenges and the do this challenge and the do this and kiss the lady's ass, the best challenge. Which one of you niggas can do that? Which one of you niggas can drill the cock of the quickest challenge? How about we do some of that shit? Can I get an ashe to that? This is achieved by disengaging their minds, sabotaging their mental activities, providing a low-quality program of public education in mathematics, logic, systems, designs, and economics, and discouraging technical creativity. So, let me say this for that small part. I want to say, big up to Soulja Boy. As whack as he is as an artist, but that young man has a mind of a genius. And we got to stop fucking hating our youth. We got to stop being so jealous of our youth. Yes, he's a damn clown, but I got to applaud this young man. Not only for what he did, but for what he said, and he meant that shit. And he said the word cocko on national television. I gotta respect that. I gotta respect it. Here he is, a young man who created his own video game console. See? So he brought that. Keeping the youth from being technically creative. So let's give Soulja Boy a black power. And if you can afford it, support it. I'm just saying, we got to start doing better for one another. We got to stop hating each other so damn much. Either we're going to survive together or we're going to die together. It's your choice. Number two, engaging their emotions, increasing their self-indulgence and their indulgence in emotional and physical activities by A, unrelenting emotional affrontations and attacks, constant mental and emotional rape by a way of constant barrage of sex, violence, and wars in the media, especially in the TV and the newspapers. Y'all better fucking listen. And this is the white man's words. So you're getting it in black and white. B, giving them what they desire in excess, junk food for thought, and depriving them of what they really need. C, rewriting history and law and subjecting the public to the deviant creation. Let's fucking stop right there. This cracker said he is rewriting history, man. So you wonder why the goddamn Arabs is in Egypt dismembering our great artifacts? And not one of these motherfuckers, not one of these fucking winky-dinky, rusty fucking Mr. Goodrich-looking bastards. Not one of their fucking heads is rolling in that goddamn sand. Because you've been made so fucking weak, black man. So the Arab is rewriting our history. The white man is rewritten our history. And the damn Chinese now is rewriting our history. Rewriting history and law and subjecting the public to the deviant creation, thus being able to shift their thinking from personal needs to highly fabricated outside priorities. The diversion. Number one, media. Keep the adult public attention diverted away from the real social issues and captivated by matters of no real importance. Schools keep the young public ignorant of real mathematics, real economics, real law, and real history of themselves. Entertainment. Keep the public entertainment below a sixth grade level. And you wonder why all this goddamn mumbling fucking ABC kindergarten rap has taken precedence over lyrics of a You On Your Front. You mean to tell me you niggas would rather listen to a damn young faggot, young fag, whoever the fuck he is? And rather listen to poor righteous teachers. You rather listen to these homos who are fucking European promos, neo-colonial rap artists. And you support it, and you promote it, and you idolize these niggas. But here it is, in black and white. Here it is. Keep the entertainment below a sixth grade level. That means to continuously pump information into your head. Damn, this is... Y'all got sleep. This means to pump information into your head like they're training a child. I'm not concerned with white folks. I'm not concerned with the American fucking people. I don't give a damn about American people. Americans are my enemies. In thought, in physical, and in actions. Those who go against the grain of African sovereignty and true African warriorhood is an American. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, in his chapter, What is American?, teaches us. Gave us the breakdown that those of us who stand in the 5%, we are not American. But I see a lot of you guys and us walking around here acting like motherfucking Americans.
Say that shit again, God.
Where is Bob? Some of you niggas be... You got more motherfucking American flags on the 4th of July than the white man on his own damn holiday. But you quoting 120 with a fucking big-ass barbecue rib leaking out your damn lips. I'm trying to figure this shit out, man. Elijah told us we ain't no damn Americans. We don't stand for what America represents, because it represents the enslavement. It represents the blood of the African black man, the African black woman, and the African black child. Are you happy, nigga? You independent, nigga? But you take your ass to work the next day for the white man. So I'm trying to figure out how to fuck you independent. But we don't own nothing. Number one consumers to uplift, uphold, and support the white race. And you wonder why white power has gotten stronger? You wonder why this fucking beast has become so much bigger? Because you have refused to wake the hell up. So he feeds off of your fear. He feeds off of your cowardice. He feeds off of your niggardliness. He feeds off of your menticide and your europhilia. And you wonder why this cracker seems like he can't be stopped now. But again, Elijah warned us. This is the fall of America. Attainment below a sixth grade level. Work. Keep the public busy, 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 with no time to think back on the farm with the other animals. This is what the cracker thinks of you. Put you on a farm with the other animals. Oh, boy. Next, we have enforcement. We're not going to be too long tonight. I want to hit it and quit it. But this is vitally important. Enforcement. Factor one. And this is basically a breakdown of the destruction of the black family. Here's the protocol for it. As in every social system approach, stability is achieved only by understanding and accounting for human nature, action, reaction, participational patterns. As in other human social schemes, one form or another form of intimidation or incentive is essential to the success of the draft. To secure the draft, individual brainwashing / programming and both the family unit and the peer group must be engaged and brought under control. Factor number two, the father. The man of the household must be housebroken. The man of the household must be housebroken. Let's think about that for a minute. The man of the household must be effeminized. I mean, housebroken. The man of the household must be housebroken to ensure that Junior will grow up with the right social training and attitudes, the advertising, the media, etc., etc., are engaged to see it that father-to-be is pussy-whipped before or by the time he is married. I'm going to read that again. This is in the protocol of the United States government in destroying the black family. The advertising media and et cetera are engaged to see it that the father-to-be is pussy whipped. Before or by the time he is married, he is taught that either he conforms to the social notch cut out for him, or his sex life will be hobbled and his Tinder companionship will be zero. He is made to see that women demand security more than logical, principled, or honorable behavior. By the time his son must go to war, father with jelly for a backbone will slam a gun into Junior's hand before the father will risk the censure of his peers or make a hypocrite of himself by crossing the investment he has in his own personal opinion or self-esteem. Junior will go to war or father will be embarrassed. Number three, the mother. The female element of the human society is ruled by emotion first and logic second. The female element of the human society is ruled by emotion first. And you ask yourself, why are so many of our women so goddamn emotional? They don't think with logic. Because when you deal with them with logic, it creates an even more chaotic state. Because, as I just read, our women have been put into positions to not think logically. They have been put into positions to just think based off of emotion. Oh, I know some of y'all sisters cussing me out right now, but prove me fucking wrong. Prove me wrong. On an everyday basis, you do not think with logic. You do not move and act with logic. You move and think and react with your reactionary fucking selves based off of your reactionary emotions. So you do shit reactionarily. And then come back and say, damn, what did I do? You move reactionarily. So everything that you do within that process during your emotional tirade is based off of your emotional reactions. That has been set up for you by the white man. In the battle between logic and imagination, imagination always wins. Fantasy prevails. Maternal instinct dominates so that the child comes first and the future comes second. Imagination always wins. That's why a lot of you sisters single as hell. I said it, don't like it, hang up. Fuck your feelings, fuck your emotions, hang up. You're going to get this work tonight. Yeah, that's why a lot of y'all single as hell. Because you don't think with logic. You're not thinking based on logical decisions. You're still living in a goddamn fantasy world. Because you are being programmed every motherfucking day by your enemies. They teach you how to love. They teach you how to hate. They teach you how to have sex. They teach you how to be romantic. They teach you how your man should be romantic to you, and you just suck it all up. Your enemy is teaching you on a daily fucking basis, fool. But you so goddamn independent, right, sister? But you run to this cracker every single day. Depending as hell on this white man every single damn day. But you're only independent when it comes to the black man. Don't worry, brothers. I'm going to put my boots in your ass, too. We got to stop this bullshit. We got to stop this bullshit. A woman with a newborn baby is too steely-eyed to see a wealthy man's cannon fodder or a cheap source of slave labor. A woman must, however, be conditioned to accept the transition to reality when it comes or sooner. As the transition becomes more difficult to manage, the family unit must be carefully disintegrated, and the state-controlled public education and state-operated child care centers must become more common and legally enforced so as to begin the detachment of the child from the mother and the father at an earlier age. Inoculation of behavioral drugs, Ritalin, Prozac, and all this shit y'all putting your children on can speed up the transition.